In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Boys and girls and children of all ages, welcome to another episode of the Corey Boys Podcast on Sounder.fm. Brother. I'm going to be like Macho Man Randy Savage, transgender.
No, the fuck you're not.
I wanted to get the controversy over with. After finding out that Randy Savage was a woman, did you need an emotional support chicken?
I don't... What?
Did you need a cock cuddle?
No, I'm fine. I was actually scrolling through Facebook yesterday, and I found a South Park image of what looked like Macho Man Randy Savage. It didn't have no caption with it or anything, and I'm like, why is Macho Man in South Park? And then at work this morning, one of my friends was like, yeah, they're tackling the transgender thing. There's a woman named Heather that is now a female power lifter, because my friend does powerlifting with his friends outside of work, and I was just like, why?
Step to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. Dig it! There's a scene in there where he takes off his pants, and you just see his beanbag hanging everywhere inside of a black thong. It's just probably every time he moves.
Leave it to South Park. Fucked up is Randy Savage has been dead since 2011, I think. Yeah, 2011, Randy Savage passed away.
It's been a while. It's still a funny video. But anyways, as you know, we have the three news topics. And today's topics are, we're going to start off with, Sony PS5 may bring cartridges back to console. But it's not what you think.
I don't know anything about PlayStation 4. I'm still stuck in PlayStation 3 because I like what I play. So this is going to be new to me.
Would you say that you and I are Sony fanboys at this point?
I've always been a fan of PlayStation. But as a kid, I had a Nintendo 64 and a Game Boy.
Yeah.
Up until I was probably 18, I got my PS3. And I've had it ever since. But growing up, my Uncle George, he had the old PlayStation 1. So, yeah, I pretty much had PlayStation all through life.
Yeah. So it's like, when I grew up, my first console was a regular Nintendo. The classic NES, Super Mario Bros. 3, McKids was my
first. I gotta throw an honorable mention out to my childhood. Super Nintendo as a kid, I had Super Mario World and Donkey Kong Country. If you're a smart parent out there, you will let your kid play those games so you can enjoy. They can enjoy the childhood memories that you guys had, like I did.
Yeah. So basically, it's
honorable mention.
After my Nintendo, our Nintendo was sold, we got Game Boys, which I don't really call a Game Boy console. That's more of a handheld.
Yeah.
And then our next official console was the PlayStation 1. And then after that, I've been hooked ever since. I own a PS1, PS2, PS3, and PS4.
He had, like, at one time, you had two different PlayStation 2s.
Yeah.
You had the slim model, and then you had the slim model PlayStation 2, and then you had the fat PlayStation 2.
And a PS1 gray and a PS1 white. And a PS3 that's...
What's the difference between the two PlayStations besides the color?
Smaller. And the PS1 White has the ability to get a TV attachment where you can to connect the TV and take it on the go.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Those are pretty cool feature. I never got the TV, sadly. I wound up selling it, so.
So anyway, let's move into this first topic about the possible PlayStation 5 cartridges for
basically,
consoles.
From what this looks like, is it's going back to the old area of memory cards.
Well, from the looks of this link you have, they're obviously bigger memory cards. I see a 1 terabyte, a 2 terabyte, and then a 3 terabyte hard drive or memory card, whatever you want to call them.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously games have gotten bigger over the years.
Cartridges could be coming back to the console gaming market with the Sony PS5, but not in the way you might expect. Let's Go Digital has discovered that Sony patent filled and described as PlayStation 5 exclusive solid state drives. So these are going to be like specialty drives that only work on the PS5. But we also know that Sony has patents out that they never use as well, i.e. the advertisement thing that we had read about a while back on one of our older podcasts.
I don't know anything about that.
Where PlayStation 4 was going to have all advertisements throughout the game and stuff like that.
Oh, for the love of God, don't do that. People just want to play their video games. Let them play their video games. Leave them the hell alone. If they want to watch an ad, put it, like, in the loading screen or something. I don't know. I'm just a basic bonehead gamer. I know when I'm gaming, I don't want to be bothered with ads. I don't even like watching them on YouTube.
Yeah, so basically, Sony offers the same PS5 with different storage options. Players could pick up a cheaper model with less storage and then upgrade to more storage later. So basically, from what it seems like to me, it's just going to be kind of like a hard drive system that's easily interchangeable, which means that all the information isn't going to be based on your hard drive anymore. Like the format and stuff like that is all going to be on the actual console, which is the way it should have been in the first place.
Oh, you mean back in the days of PlayStation 3?
Well, it's like, no, PS3 didn't even have that. 'Cause if you...
I wish they did, is what I meant.
Yeah. Basically, if you pulled out the hard drive, all your information would be lost on a PS3 or PS4, and you couldn't, take the hard drive out and give it to your friend or bring it over to your friend's house. You'd have to go reinstall the games, this, that, and the other. This seems like...
Which nowadays, installations for games are what? Like I said, I'm still stuck with PlayStation 3, and installation time for my PS3 is what? At most 5 minutes? You guys are having what? A few hours to a full day, if not longer?
Something like that, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So basically, from what it seems like to me, is like if you have a game already installed and you have a good save file and you want to take it over to a friend's house, instead of having to go through taking your entire console or reinstalling everything, you can just pop out this cartridge, go to your friend's house, pop in the cartridge, and pick up where you left off, which...
That actually is pretty cool.
Idea.
I'm not going to lie. That's cool. That's smart. Probably Microsoft with Xbox. Are we going to call it Xbox 2?
I think it has a...
Or is this the fourth...
I think it's called Xbox Sapphire. We're going to
We have the original
now.
Xbox. Then they made their greatest creation, the Xbox 360, which that thing lasted for years.
Yeah, the ones that didn't red ring.
Well, a lot of people still play the Xbox 360 that I know.
I actually own one.
Just because you got it for $50, that doesn't fucking count. Yes,
it was a steal.
Yeah, you practically stole it. It had, what, a 350 gig hard drive, if not more?
Yeah,
and he was like, I'll give you $50 for it. And the guy's like, here you go.
And it was only used as a demo model at a store, so basically it barely was ever played. So.
You son of a bitch.
This is a good deal. I wasn't going to pass that up.
But anyway, we went from the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One, which I think is the dumbest name in the history of third console games.
And the Xbox One S, then the Xbox One X, then the Xbox Scorpio.
Hopefully there was an Xbox E in there so you can have all three of them just spell the word sex.
Xbox D? For how much dick it was sucking? I don't know.
But anyway,
well, I can't say much for the PS4. PS4 Pro.
So
I think that's it.
Going back to the hard drive thing, is this in the works or is this set in stone or what?
Not set in stone. They said they have a patent for it. But honestly, I kind of hope they do go through with it. I don't mind having internal solid state drives, but once I'm out of memory, that's it. Unless if I'm going to delete a game.
Yeah, but at the same time, do you really want to delete your game?
Exactly. It's just like... especially how big the games are, because it's just like, oh, well, I haven't been playing this recently. I'm going to delete it to put this new game that I just bought on there. You delete it, and you go back, and it's just like your friend comes over and is like, hey, man, I want to check out this new game. I'm like, okay, hang on. Oh, shit. Well, I guess you can't play it because I have to damn install it. It's going to take a day and a half to install everything.
If not longer. Mm-hmm. This is actually, this is honestly one of the reasons why I have not upgraded to a PS4 yet. Mm-hmm. That and... I'm sorry, I'm set in my ways. I have a great collection of video games at home that I like playing. Yeah. That's all it is. I don't want to have to go out and fucking buy video games again. I've got tons of video games.
I also would like for Sony to offer the ability to remove trophies. Which I know sounds kind of weird, but if you really think about it, say, like, video game rentals still exist. We got the Red Box, right?
Yes.
You rent a game and it's going to install trophies on it. Obviously, you're not going to complete it to 100% completion.
Obviously. Well, unless you got lucky like I did with Monster Jam Path of Destruction. I platinumed that, not the one you let me download, but the other version. Or, I platinumed that game in literally 5.5 days.
Or if you're going to have a game to say, do you want to install trophies? And you click no.
I think the option to install them would be good, because there's a couple of games in my trophy history. I wish that I could just erase their memories. Mm-hmm. One of them is probably Transformers Revenge of the Fallen game.
Yeah.
I haven't touched that game in, might as well say, 10 years.
Or like the people with PS Home trophies on PlayStation 3 that didn't platinum it.
Oh, yeah, not to mention they killed PlayStation Home.
Yeah, so you're never going to receive a platinum on that game. So why even have this trophy sitting on the account? Oh, just to add to your
trophy. Yeah, because there's also gamers out there like me that do, that collect the trophies as a personal challenge to beat it.
Yeah,
that's why I got 16 platinums.
You got your 100% completionists out there that are going to be like,
what's up?
That's going to have that trophy sitting there forever. It's going to be a complete eyesore to them, because they know that they're never going to complete it.
Hence why Minecraft's PlayStation 3 trophy list pisses me off. I platinumed the original list of trophies, and now there's close to 80 trophies for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, so basically, there's just going to be things that you're going to never be able to complete, because there are games out there that you can't 100%. Because the trophy's bugged, or servers don't exist anymore.
Or gamer skill level. Mm-hmm. There's games I can't platinum because, let's face it, I suck at some games.
Yeah, so, you know... Hopefully, like I said, hopefully this cartridge thing is a good idea. I don't even know, like I said, they've
been on paper, it sounds like a good idea. We won't know it's a good idea until it's in effect, or if they even go through with it.
I know, it could, and honestly, if it turns out, it could be a royal dump. It could be a royal shit.
I see what you did there.
I mean, where are you going to take this royal shit at?
Obviously, you'd want to take it in a solid gold toilet that was apparently stolen somewhere in England, I would assume.
Doc, is that you?
Yes, this is our second topic.
16-year-old British kid Doc steals golden toilet. Melts it down. No.
I don't know. First off, how much money do you have to have a solid... Working with stuff in my previous experience working at a hardware store, there's no way that you have a functional toilet that is literally every single piece is gold.
Yeah, apparently...
I'm just going to call it.
So apparently this was in one of the palaces.
Like, where Queen Elizabeth's at?
I don't know specifically her palace.
Who do you think bought that for her birthday?
British police have arrested 66-year-old man... This 66-year-old man's got a set of nuts on him.
58-year-old man. Oh, I'm sorry. I read the wrong part. The toilet was made by a 58-year-old person.
An Italian artist. So this artist made this, crafted this toilet. At this point, are you crafting shitty things?
Why would you put your gold into that? I'm sorry.
Maurizio Caladinte. No, that's completely butchering his name.
Catalan. We're going to go with that.
That dude. He has been installed for an exhibit at the England's...
Exhibition, Matt. Learn to fucking read.
It says expedition.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to learn to fucking...
Expeditionists are going to crap this toilet. At that point, is it worth anything anymore?
So,
it depends on who craps it. If the Queen Elizabeth craps in the golden toilet, how much is it worth now?
Well, I don't know. Would an average bonehead like... like us, what would we do with a golden toilet?
Dylan's at the house. I got shit. There's toilet. He just drops. Oh. Like, excuse me, sir, you're crapping in our $1 billion toilet.
I got
poo. Hell, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't fucking know.
I bet you could pay Dave England to do it.
Does he still do that? Those tricks with his ass?
I don't know. The palace confirmed that the theft statement was posted on Twitter. We are saddened by the extraordinary event, but also relieved.
So who relieved themselves?
And no one was hurt. The statement said, we are grateful for our staff and Tamas Valley Police for their rapid and brave reaction. Brave? You're trying to catch somebody that stole a damn toilet.
Hang on. I'm sorry. Not one person can pick that up. Solid gold. It is a soft element, but it's very heavy.
Something else that goes in there is a soft element, too.
When will you grow up?
I never. That's what I get paid to do, damn it. This toilet was worth $1.25 million, which connected to the plumbing of the building. So it was a fully functioning toilet.
I would assume the bowl part of it, that's the gold part. Everything else, like, because we got a picture of it. The innards and all that works all the plumbing, those have got to be like basic brass. Metal, brass, and some springy and rubber pieces.
Brass for the ass. I don't know.
Damn it, Matt.
It was going to be the easiest thing to nick. It's not going to be the easiest thing to nick. Lord Edward Spencer Churchill, brother of Duke of Marlborough, told Sunday Times in August.
People still announce themselves like that now?
Let me see. I got to do the British accent. I'm probably not going to do it good because I'm not feeling too well. Firstly, it's plumbed in. And secondly, its potential thief would not have any idea. I'm butchering it. I wish I had Doc on here.
It says lost. Last.
But potential thief had no idea of the last use of the toilet or what they ate. So no, I don't plan on guarding it. They had Taco Bell.
Somebody ate corn. With meatloaf.
I gotta do $1 million butt question at the end of this podcast for you.
You gotta do a what question?
$1 million butt question.
Oh, God.
His first solo expedition, UK, before it was stolen, visitors could book 3 minutes appointment. You could book a 3 minute appointment at this
time. To use it takes me like, sometimes it takes me like 20 minutes to poop if I get distracted playing my monster.
How much is 20 minutes? This better be a damn good toilet. It better have suction and everything.
Oh, wait, also.
This toilet better give me a damn blowjob.
You know, no, hang on. Seriously, this toilet. Does this toilet have the self-cleaning part, or do you still got to wipe your ass?
You probably still have to wipe your ass.
Because if I'm sitting on a almost $2 million toilet, I'd like to think I wouldn't have to wipe my own butt. I'm just saying.
I just want to know how much 3 minutes cost you, and if it's prostitution at this point.
In a sense, it is, but it's not with a woman and sex. It's a toilet to poop or pee in.
That case, right? I got it.
Yeah, there's that weirdo out there that wants to have sex with this thing.
You light up my day.
It sucks for whoever lost the toilet, but I guess it's cool for whoever's got it. They're going to melt that sumbitch down and make a set of grills out of it.
Yeah, so apparently they caught the person, which is a good thing they caught the person, but damn. I still want to know how much 3 minutes cost.
Okay, how about this? We're still on this. Imagine it's cold, wintertime. You ain't got no heat in the house, and that's your only toilet shit in.
Yeah.
That's a cold fucking seat.
Once Ketelin did offer America more private residence, the White House in 2017, after Trump's White House asked to borrow a Vincent Van Gogh painting from him, spectators wrote, why would you borrow Vincent Van Gogh? Are you going to put this Vincent Van Gogh in the toilet where the toilet seat made of gold is? Just think about how you can make the world's most expensive bathroom. A toilet seat made of gold while staring at a Vincent Van Gogh.
Art piece. I don't know if I'd want that looking at me while I'm trying to poop.
Like, you just stand there like... I feel what you're feeling.
If you're straining that hard, you need more fiber in your diet, you dummy.
I understand Vincent Van Gogh. I feel like choking up my... Oh, yeah, I snapped to a Slim Jim.
You really had to fucking go there, didn't you? You're just a bad person.
Yeah. Then you pop like, clean up an aisle 3. It's a boy. No.
I'm having a son, okay?
I took the Browns to the Super Bowl. It was a messy victory, but we got there. We'll get him next time. I need an emotional support chicken.
You're a bad person, you know that.
I know. That's what I get paid for, damn it. Drink Bang Energy. They don't sponsor us, but they should. Blue Raz, that is so good. It likes a blue raspberry. Still though, Doc, you need to do me a favor, Doc. You gotta go find this palace and ask him how much for 3 minutes. Can you do this? It's in London, England. You say you travel to London. Do this for me, Doc.
Oh, dude, do me a favor. See how much that is in American and in whatever the UK money is.
Is it a pound for a pound?
Oh, it's a pound.
Yeah, it's a pound for a pound. We figured it out. We cracked the code.
So what? How much is a pound?
I don't know. Would they weigh your shit afterwards?
I was talking about the money, dickhead.
I don't know how much a pound is. Pound's like near a dollar, I guess. It's like a transfer of... London money costs more than our money. So it'd be like 1.23 cents or $1.23 per $1.
I don't know, Matt.
Doc, do the math.
Doc, apparently Matt's an idiot with your culture's money.
Yeah. Well, pudding's not necessarily pudding from where he's from.
I know cookies are biscuits over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently you can shit in gold toilets. you shit biscuits?
What?
I don't know, damn it.
What?
I just feel good. You know the big problem about taking a big dump, though?
Your pants fit looser at the end of the day?
Well, that, but I mean, you feel a little exhausted.
Well, yeah, if you're straining like you were impersonating a minute ago, yeah, you need to change your fucking diet.
Yeah.
Eat a little healthier, for God's sakes. Eat a fucking salad with fiber.
I know, for me personally, after taking a massive dump, I have to take a nap.
Well, you're old.
What would you do if somebody would pay you to sleep?
I mean, I already have problems with sleeping, so I guess I would go for it. Yeah. But I wouldn't tell them that I have problems with sleeping.
It'd be about $13 an hour.
Okay.
Did you know that NASA will pay you for sleeping? $13 an hour?
For space research.
Yeah. Let us read. If you've ever wanted to get paid to lie in bed, then this job is for you. NASA, the European Space Agency, and the German Aerospace Center are offering $18,500 for people to lie in bed for 2 months.
Okay. Just for the record, you gotta go to, I don't know how to even say that, but it's in Germany.
Cologne, Germany.
Okay, just make me feel like a dummy.
Hey, I know how to say Cologne.
I thought it was like clogging. I don't know.
Clog the gold toilet? It's part of a study designed to better understand how the body adapts to weightlessness. We're good. I fixed it.
All the years of head trauma is starting to wear on Matt.
The agency's currently looking for people who are female. Well, fuck.
I'm sending my wife.
I identify as a female. Can I do it now? My name's Brandy Savage.
I'm sorry. You're a bad person.
Between the ages of 24 and 55, who speak German, Donkashi?
I got nothing.
Is Donkashi German?
I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like you're saying donkey shit.
Shit in the gold toilet.
Back to the fucking toilet.
The official name for the study is Artificial Gravity Bed Rest Study. Or the AGBRS. But there is a catch. Of course there is. Of course! Those chosen for the job will have to stay in bed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 60 days straight.
That means no getting up for bathroom breaks, bathing, or meals.
The money comes out just shy of $13 an hour.
I'm sorry, that's fucking disgusting. I'm getting up to take a shit, piss, and I want to take me a shower and wash my ass. And eat something.
Well, I'm assuming what's going to happen here is you're getting sponge baths. You have a colonoscopy bag and
colostomy bag.
Golden toilets?
Damn it, Max. Stay on subject.
And they're going to feed you through, like, IVs and stuff.
No, fuck that. I want a steak.
What if they mushed up the steak and they fed it through an IV?
No. I want to eat. I want my teeth to pierce.
Steak in one hand, I have A1 steak sauce in the other.
I don't need A1 if it's cooked right.
Mm-mm.
I only use A1 when the steak's not cooked good.
Jennifer New and whatever your name is, Jennifer, who's a European Space Study agent, says she doesn't believe that will deter anyone from participating, everyone from participating. Probably not the homeless.
Wow. You're
If you're homeless at this point, all you're doing is sleeping in a cardboard box, damn it, you...
You're going to hell.
You take it up on it.
You're going to hell.
A lot of people are intrigued about the idea of contributing the events, knowledge, and helping us really have human lives to work in space for an extended period of time. He says laying in bed for 60 days and therefore other day orientation, rest, rehabilitation, available study for 89 days, plus severe follow-up examinations in the years after the study. People are already participating in phase one of the study research. Before you apply, though, be warned for this study. Volunteers will have to lay in bed with their heads tilted slightly downward.
6 degrees below the horizontal.
To bed, head tilted roughly 6 degrees. It's not to annoy the volunteer, but to actually test counter measurements. Get some extra. Volunteers are hoping to get some exercise on the job, test everything, jumping in bed, cycling in bed. Kind of mounted in the bed, so they're free job. Okay, so they're going to put, like, bicycles on the bed and stuff like that? I don't know. It seems a lot weird. A lot of weird studies on this whole bed situation.
I'm not really sure what I think about this at all. I mean, it's cool that they're paying people to do this, but I personally, I like being clean and I like eating a decent meal. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just lay in bed and do nothing.
Would you be strapped to this bed if you're studying it in weightlessness?
You would only you would ask that.
I mean, think about it.
I'm claustrophobic. No, I'm not getting strapped to a fucking bed.
You'd be doing The Exorcist, man, and be floating off the bed. You're spinning around.
That's like fucking hell. No. Son of a bitch, Matt.
What would Randy Savage be like on The Exorcist?
Ooh, you Why are we going back to Randy Savage?
In hell, damn it. Your mother sucks cock on Stephanie Van Hill. Didn't Stephanie and Randy have a thing for each other?
There's a rumor when Stephanie McMahon was 17 years old, she boned Randy Savage. We don't know if this is true. Randy Savage is obviously, he passed away in 2011.
He's not going to tell anybody.
Of course he's not, you fucking idiot! And then Stephanie McMahon is obviously not going to say nothing either.
Ooh, we were in bed and it was awesome. It wasn't even part of NASA's plan. Ooh, yeah.
How did you tie NASA into that?
I bet, so I don't know. I got up and I looked at Stephanie. I said, ooh, I got to pass Slim Jim into the golden toilet. Ooh, yeah.
Is that an innuendo for anal?
I don't know. With all them Slim Jims, you think it comes out like a stick?
It doesn't work that way, man.
Need a little spice, need a little excitement.
That's not good. Son of a bitch. It's not that fucking funny, man.
Every time he bites into a Slim Jim on the toilet, the light bulb breaks. Honey, Randy, did you bite into a Slim Jim? Ooh, yeah!
We're gonna get so much hell for the Randy Savage shit.
Speaking of shit, we gotta do our $1 million butt question.
Oh, God.
$1 million. You get $1 million.
Yeah, I understand this concept, Matt.
But for one time and one time only, you have to eat somebody's shit corn.
Like corn that was...
Okay. So the theory
now,
is...
Do I get to clean it off at least?
So here's what happens. I eat a bowl of corn, right?
I'm not eating your shit.
Hear me out.
I know you. I'm not eating your shit.
I eat the corn. I shit out the corn. We get some professionals that extract the corn, clean it, wash it off, and stuff like that. And then you have to proceed to eat the bowl of it. But after you finish, you get $1 million.
Yeah, I know how this works. As soon as I'm done eating, somebody's going to be like, "Oh, it's a shit eater."
Oh, that'll make it go plop. Oh, I'm making shit angels donkey.
Fucking Super Mario Logan.
He's getting married. He finally proposed to his girlfriend.
That dipshit's getting married. Okay, you know what? I believe there's happiness for everyone out there, even that fucktard.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congratulations, yeah. His girlfriend's name is Chili.
What?
I don't think that's her real name, but...
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I think this Bang energy drink's making him hyper like a puppy that, you know...
Would you take $1 million?
Fuck no.
All right, $1 million... But at the time Randy Savage was still alive, you have to eat a Slim Jim from his ass.
Fuck no.
You can say that you had a Slim Jim from Randy Savage's ass and got $1 million.
I would rather fuck Betty White for $1 million.
She's like almost 100.
Hey, at least I can say I fucked Betty White.
She's like, you need to... Also, she just looks at you and goes, you need to pound me harder, you son of a bitch.
Whoa!
Wait, whoa! Like, I'm not feeling anything from this. Go. I bet you're saying that. Yeah, that was Mae Young. Mae Young called freaking Bubba Ray Dudley a pussy for not wanting to put him through a table.
Put her through it. Actually, yes, I watched Bubba Dudley's Hall of Fame speech. Mm. He actually shared that story for the first time with everyone.
Put me through a table, you pussy. I'm like, whoa.
Mae Young was the WWE's Betty White. God bless her.
I want to see Betty White and Mae Young have a wrestling match if they're still, if she was still alive. Be the most intense old woman fight ever.
How many old woman fights you watch?
None. I'm just saying.
So you're saying it would be that the most intense by default?
That's how the world would end. It'd be like freaking Goku versus Superman.
Fuck Superman. Goku could kill Superman.
Well, looking at the clock, I think that's all the time we have for it, once again.
Where the fuck do you see the clock at?
It's up here.
Oh. We're just at 32 minutes and change.
Yeah. It's a 30-minute podcast, damn it.
Well, I guess chop some shit.
Are you going to cry?
Don't touch my leg!
Do you need an emotional support chicken?
I swear to God, I'm going to choke the shit out of you in a minute.
Do you need a Slim Jim?
Actually, a Slim Jim is pretty tasty.
I don't like Slim Jims. I like Sasquatches. Those are better.
I like the flavor of Slim Jim.
They're not called Sasquatches anymore. They're called Jack's Link sausages.
Why don't they... I was wondering what happened to the Sasquatch stick.
Yeah, the Jack's Link... Jack's Link's either bought them out or they had trouble with the Sasquatch name and they had to rename them.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of hardcore Bigfoot enthusiasts out there that are probably pissed about it.
Somebody said, I found Sasquatch, and they were like, son of a bitch. Marshman's like, snap to Slim Jim. Like, oh no. Oh yeah.
You're not letting that one go, are you?
They'll let it go next time. We'll see you next time, people.
Later, guys.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800. Or go to awaken180weightloss.com.